WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. It's payday, and thousands of federal workers are only getting partial checks because of the more than two-week-old shutdown. Others aren't getting paid anything at all. The pain could go deeper. Correspondent Caitlin Huey Burns.
President Trump is threatening more targeted cuts.
We're closing up programs that are Democrat programs that we were opposed to. So we're being and they're never going to come back.
His comments came during a meeting with Argentinian President Javier Milei, whose country has been offered a $20 billion bailout by Trump.
The Supreme Court is set to hear arguments this hour in a case that could undermine one of the last surviving parts of the Voting Rights Act and flip states from blue to red. CBS's Jan Crawford.
The court has restricted the use of race in other areas, such as when it ended affirmative action and college admissions. And if the justices use that reasoning in this case, that could really change the rules for how states draw up their legislative districts. The political implications could be huge, including in those current redistricting efforts for the midterms, possibly as soon as next year.
Homeland Security has complied with an order to dismantle protections around an ICE facility in Broadview, Illinois. CBS News Chicago's Azel Rezai.
The fence coming down exactly 3 weeks after it went up. There was an 11:59 overnight deadline. We're seeing now that deadline was met. We know the fence went up on September 23rd, and just last week, a federal judge approved the village's request to remove the fence. They said it was a hazard, with neighbors also complaining it limited access and visibility.
The bodies of two dead hostages being buried in Israel today, a funeral for a third already held, a fourth set of remains identified today as a Palestinian, and Hamas is taking policing to an extreme in Gaza. Linda Gradstein from Jerusalem.
Hamas published a video showing its armed men publicly executing eight men who were blindfolded, bound at the wrists, and kneeling in the street. The group said it was carrying out death sentences against collaborators with Israel and outlaws. The Palestinian Authority sharply condemned the Hamas crackdown.
NATO getting ready to stand up to Vladimir Putin.
With Russia staging ever bolder incursions into NATO airspace.
If it poses a threat, I can assure you that our military people have all the authority they need to make sure that that plane immediately does not pose a threat anymore.
NATO Chief Mark Rutte affirming that NATO's rules of engagement do allow the alliance to shoot down Russian military aircraft, manned or unmanned, if necessary. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
This is CBS News.
Nothing makes a gathering great like Eggland's Best eggs. They're just so delicious, with better nutrition, too. For us, it's eggs any style, as long as they're the best. Eggland's Best.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The medical megapowers have reached a deal. Ascension Wisconsin and UnitedHealthcare have settled their contract dispute, restoring in-network coverage at Ascension Hospitals statewide. It means patients won't have to face higher costs or need new doctors. The deal is retroactive to the first of the month. Judge Anthony Milosaskis will retire from the Kenosha County Circuit Court on January 6th after serving for 20 years. Governor Tony Evers is accepting applications to appoint someone to finish his term, with a deadline to apply early next month. A Kenosha County judge dismissed the sexual assault case against a former Bradford High School administrator. It comes after the victim refused to testify against Curtis Tollfree. The case was dismissed without prejudice, so charges could be brought back if circumstances change. Racine Neighborhood Watch got a $3,000 grant from SC Johnson to support National Night Out. This year across the city, more than 4,500 people participated, along with police, firefighters, and city leaders. Go deeper on the donation online at racinecountyeye.com. Pleasant Prairie is adding a full-time social worker to its police force to help with mental health calls. It's funded by state and opioid settlement money. The Racine County Sheriff's Office launched a similar pilot program with virtual mental health support for deputies. The Racine County Veterans Service Office is holding a military funeral at 2 today for a U.S. Army veteran with no known family. The public is invited to attend the service at the Southern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Center in Union Grove. If the Brewers can pull out a couple of wins in L.A., the series will come back to Milwaukee Monday. The Dodgers took a 2-0 series lead over the Brewers with a 5-1 win in Milwaukee last night. Now the focus turns to L.A. for Game 3 tomorrow at 5:08. Milwaukee needs to win at least two games in L.A. to send the series back to Milwaukee for a Game 6 on Monday. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Dodgers win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Dodgers winning Game 2 of the National League Championship Series 5-1 over the Brewers. L.A. now up 2-0 in the best-of-7 series. So what's the solution? The Brewers' Christian Yelich.
Yeah, I mean, we just got to play better. It's not an ideal start to the series by any means. Like, it's not what you want to get off to, but just got to continue to battle and find a way to get the offense going. You know, I got to be better. We got to be better. Just facts, you know? So fly out tonight, take the off day tomorrow, and be ready to battle Game 3.
Game 3 tomorrow night in L.A. at 5:08. NFL, the Packers trying to figure out why they've given up 60 points in the fourth quarter in just the first 5 games of the season.
We're just like, why is that happening? Are we running out of gas? They got the ball to start the second half. They go on that 18-play drive or whatever it was. I mean, ate up 10 minutes off the clock. I don't know. Does that gas you out?
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Our shower chances diminishing as we head into your Wednesday afternoon. Clouds will stick around. A northeast breeze and highs of the lower 60s. Overnight skies turning mostly clear, low to mid 50s. On Thursday, mostly sunny skies, highs in the mid 60s. Right now, it's 55.
WRJN. Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. We'll be talking Brewers here in just a few seconds on WRJN.
Why do you fill me up, fill me up, buttercup?
I'll be over at 10, you told me time and again, but you're late. I wait around and then, but I run to the door, I can't take anymore. It's not you, you let me down again.
Racine's famous zoo, local news, and timeless hits.
Everything turn, turn, turn.
And timeless hits, WRJN. Okay, the Brewers and the Dodgers have played two games now. They take today off. Game three is tomorrow. It'll be shortly after 5 o'clock our time because it's on the West Coast. The series moves to Los Angeles now. You can hear the game here on WRJN, sponsored by Lee's Deli, Main Street Bakery, Easy Mobility Solutions, Ferraro's Pizza, Studebaker's Fuel and Food, and the Lanes on 20. Brew Crew in the postseason. Go Brewers, WRJN.
There's still plenty of work to do before you put away your tools for another year, so if you need help with the chores ahead, just phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. They do the work that you hate to do yourself. Fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, power washing, you name it. And when it comes to tree removal, the pros at Get Her Done are tremendous. They're also insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Call them today at 262-220-2555. And get her done.
At Papa John's, get your everyday favorites for just $6.99 each when you order two or more items from the Papa Pairings menu. When you order more, you save more. Choose from medium one-topping pizzas, boneless or traditional wings, papadillas, breadsticks, cheese sticks, garlic knots, and desserts. It's easy to order all your favorites when they're just $6.99 each. So the next time your friends come over to eat your food, check out the Papa Pairings menu to save. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
Right now, during the Drive Into Fall event, Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin has new 2025 Ram Bighorn 1500s at 21% off MSRP, plus 3.9% financing. You will always spend less and get more at Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Family owned and operated for over 95 years. Plus tax, title, license, and dock fee to qualified buyers with approved credit. Based on $1,560 per $1,000 financed. Must qualify for financing through Stellantis Financial. Expires 11/3/2025.
Looking for a new career or valuable resources right here in Racine? Join the City of Racine Human Resources Department Job and Resource Fair, Thursday, October 23rd from 4 to 6:30 p.m. at Humble Park Community Center. Meet face-to-face with recruiters, explore career paths, and discover services from departments like City Development, Fire, Police, Parks, Recreation, and more. Don't miss the chance for opportunities that can shape your future. Racine Job Fair, October 23rd at Humble Park. For details, visit cityofracine.org. Your future starts here.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, reaching Racine beyond the radio. Online at WRJN.com. WRJN.
News, timeless hits, WRJN with a gem out of Motown.
Ain't nothing like the real thing, baby. Ain't nothing like the real thing.
No, no.
Ain't nothing like the real thing, baby. Ain't nothing like the real thing.
No, honey.
I've got your picture. See, come to me when I call your name. I realize.
need you, I'll treat you right. Come with me, baby, be mine tonight.
WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A big opening is coming up in the Kenosha County Circuit Court. Judge Anthony Milosaskis will retire effective January 6th after two decades on the bench. Governor Evers is now accepting applications to fill that term. Anyone interested has until early November to apply online. The appointee will serve through next July. Many in Racine got good health care news yesterday. Ascension Wisconsin and United Healthcare have settled their contract dispute with a new agreement that immediately restores in-network coverage at Ascension Hospitals statewide. The deal is retroactive to October 1st, and it stops patients from facing higher costs and having to find new doctors. Patients are encouraged to check their coverage and call their insurance if they have any questions. The sexual assault case against a former Bradford High School administrator has been dismissed by a Kenosha County judge. Curtis Tollfree was charged with serious offenses involving a student from over a decade ago. The victim chose not to testify and moved out of state, prompting prosecutors to drop the charges. The case was dismissed without prejudice, meaning it might be brought back if circumstances change. Tollfree was the dean of students during the time of the alleged incidents and has maintained his innocence. A very neighborly move was made recently by one of Racine's most well-known names. Racine Neighborhood Watch recently got a $3,000 grant from SC Johnson to support National Night Out. That's the annual community event that promotes safety and stronger ties between neighbors and law enforcement. The funds helped supply resources and giveaways for block parties across several neighborhoods. Brew Crew down two. The Dodgers leave Milwaukee with a 2-0 lead in the NLCS, winning Game 2 last night by a score of 5-1. The series now shifts to Los Angeles, where Game 3 will be played tomorrow at 5:08. The Brewers are looking to win at least two games in L.A. to bring the series back home Monday. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It's the time of year when warm summer days make way for cool autumn nights. But once those leaves start to fall, the temperatures really start falling too. So call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. And let the pros at Building Waters make sure that your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold winter months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Our shower chances diminishing as we head into your Wednesday afternoon. Clouds will stick around. A northeast breeze and highs in the lower 60s. Overnight skies turning mostly clear, low to mid 50s. On Thursday, mostly sunny skies, highs in the mid 60s. It's 53 at our studios.
Today I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it?
been a shame. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Beginning to think that I'm wasting time. I don't understand the things I do. The world outside looks so unkind. And I'm counting on you to carry me through. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. You've given me, I want you to know I believe in your song, in rhythm and rhyme and harmony. You've helped me along, making me strong. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. The Animals came out of gritty Manchester, England, and the music's got some of that grit in it.
Baby, do you understand me now? Sometimes I feel a little mad, but don't you know that no one alive can always be an angel? When things go wrong, I seem to be mad.
I'm just a soul.
understood. Understood. Yes, I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
Love before got mad and closed the door, but you said, child, just once more.
I chose you for the one, now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind, I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life.
And timeless hits, WRJN. The Racine County Eye Aging Well Expo is coming up tomorrow. Details about what that can mean for you in just a couple of minutes here on WRJN.
The
the hollow of my tears, I see a dream that's lost from the hurt that you have caused. Everywhere I turn, seems like everything I see reflects the love that used to be.
It's WRJN. I mentioned earlier the Racine County Eye Aging Well Expo is coming up tomorrow, and this one's in Burlington. It's a celebration center where seniors can learn about services available to them to help them stay active and healthy, and some financial services available. Just a lot of information there that is very worth your while to take in. It's from 9 until 1. Again, Celebration Center at Burlington. If you need more details about it, find out at the RacineCountyEye.com website.
Big deals. Today's big deal of the day.
The fall treasure hunt is on at One Stop Shop Thrift in downtown Racine. Find your perfect autumn wardrobe. Snag kitchen gadgets to spice up those fun recipes and uncover vintage gems, bringing seasonal charm into your home. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
When storms hit, your home takes the damage, but you feel the stress. At Vessel Services, they specialize in roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind. From leaking roofs to busted siding and drafty windows, they've seen and fixed it all across southeastern Wisconsin. Their team shows up ready to work with real solutions and honest service. Visit 215 27th Street in Caledonia. Vessel Services. Roofing, siding, windows, and storm repair done right. Go to VesselServicesToday.com to set up your appointment.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
Congratulations to the Milwaukee Brewers playing in the National League Championship Series. This matchup with LA being referred to as David versus Goliath.
That's baseball, so respect this team.
Manager Murph knows there's some magic brew running through this team.
This group's come together all season.
From Yelly's power at the plate to clutch pitching, your local station for the Brewers in October, 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
Timeless Hits, WRJN, with a cut from Abbey Road.
Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now. You know I believe.
local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Racine, Kenosha.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. The Supreme Court's hearing arguments on a major Republican-led challenge to the Voting Rights Act. It's a Louisiana case that could gut a key provision of the law that prohibits racial discrimination in redistricting. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
They're challenging a really big issue, which is whether and to what extent can you consider race when you draw district lines? And if you do consider race, and if you consider race maybe, quote unquote, too much, does that fly in the face of the 14th Amendment, the Equal Protection Clause, or the 15th Amendment, which protects the right to vote against vote dilution?
Day 15 of the government shutdown. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns is in Washington.
Air traffic controllers were among those who received a portion of what they are owed. They won't be paid again until the shutdown ends. Many fanned out at airports across the country urging lawmakers to open the government.
Most controllers around the country are already working 6-day work weeks, 10-hour days. They shouldn't have the extra burden of worrying about when they're going to get paid.
Members of the military are getting paid today. The shutdown is delaying announcement of the annual Social Security cost of living adjustment for tens of millions of people. It's pinned to the September Consumer Price Index, which also has not been released. NATO members overseas are looking to buy more American weapons for Ukraine, and NATO Chief Mark Rutte says the alliance is prepared to take strong action if Russian planes continue to violate the airspace of member nations.
If it poses a threat, I can assure you that our military people have all the authorities they need to make sure that that plane immediately does not pose a threat anymore. And then you know what I mean.
Will you